Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Q, and you're welcome to the On Your Shit podcast. I'm in the building where you know who.
Yo, guys, you're the service in the building as usual.
Yeah. And I mean, it sucks today that we are not doing it with Red because, you know.
Yeah, obviously today is Val's day, and red being red, and today being a day for love, which we can symbolize with red. She's going to do red things. She's not here with us. I wouldn't like to give you guys any spoiler yet as to what exactly she's going to do. So we'll wait for her when she comes back in the next episode. Then she'll come and give us an update as to what she's going to do.
But anyway, you know,
red, wherever you are, have the best of fun.
Yeah. All right, so today we're just gonna keep it short because we don't want to, like, we have places to be at. So if you are listening to this podcast, it was actually out on Monday, right?
So yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, it means it's been uploaded on Monday. Yeah, if you're listening to it today, then it means it's been uploaded today. If you're not listening to it on Monday, it means it's been uploaded.
Okay, all right. But we love you because we know that the weekend was great and it was filled with love. Roses, more sex, more hanging out with your friends.
Did you just say sex, please? I'm not included in this one. No.
Come on, man. Let's just not pretend as if
you've generalized
people
it
are not going to have sex. Like, okay, or people didn't really have sex.
Oh, of course, you know. Okay, so in case you're listening to us and that you've had sex like in the previous week, hi.
Right. Alright, so let's just jump straight to it. So I was on my socials just some weeks ago, and I just saw something really interesting. And you know, I've been a very big advocate for mental health. I urge everybody out there listening to take their mental health serious. I know that sometimes it gets really, really blare, but just be on the safer side. Just stay away from toxic energy and bad energy. But the topic for today, not necessarily a topic, but I saw this thing on my social, and this was a tweet from a handle, Senna Frost. I know him personally, but he went like, if I offend you and you still use it as a noose around my neck after I apologize, trust me, I am disengaging from you. I can't heal you from my mistakes. The best I can do is a sincere apology. If our relationship ends as a consequence, so be it. Or what he was trying to say is, if our relationship ends as a consequence of that, then so be it.
See.
What do you think? Oh, you don't even get the question.
So he's saying that if he offends you in any way, that he apologizes to you.
Yeah. And you still use it as a noose. Yeah, as a noose around his neck. Okay, so let me just read it again.
I got it. So, this thing, it sounds like this is coming from somebody who might not be too responsible or might not like to take responsibilities, right? Because if you offend somebody, it becomes your responsibility to apologize to the person and make sure that you get the person healed because you have offended the person. So the mere fact that you've just come to apologize, it doesn't mean that the person is going to heal. I think you need to make the extra effort to let the person know that I'm really sorry for this, to like help the person to heal. If you apologize and the person is not healing, then you said, I've apologized and you're not healing, so I'm going. I don't think then you really mean the apology. If you mean the apology, you should try and get the person to your page so that you guys can understand things and then like move on. I'm saying this because he said it in a way that looks like he apologized and then you want to act around it, so he will just dump you and move on.
Yeah.
I feel when he realizes that like you're still playing around whatever happened between the two of you that he has apologized for, he should still make the extra effort to convince you and then like heal you. He should try and contribute to the healing process if the apology really means something to him. If you make like an extra effort and then it is not working, then you can know that, okay, well, I've done my best, it's not going on, so like I'm moving on. Fine, because see, okay, we can forgive, I mean, but like we can't forget.
I mean, so I guess
somebody doesn't want to forget, you've done everything, the person don't want to forget and I like, still hold you against that thing, I don't think you have anything to do. You can't enter the person's mind and then take that thing out. But I think if you apologize to someone and then you mean it, you should make conscious effort to let the person know that you mean it and try to help the person heal for some time. And then when it's not working, then fine, you can move on.
Okay, all right. I mean, I get you. Let's just set timelines to it in a sense that we are all different people. We process a lot of things differently, right? In my experience as, you know, growing up and like making friends and losing friends, I feel like everybody is entitled to how they feel. Oh, you just go for sending me via email.
My email, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry for that. But in my growing up, I just felt like everybody processes things differently, right? I also feel like people are entitled to how they should feel in terms of hurt and pain and love. So if somebody offends you and it doesn't sit well with you, you have every right to feel the way you want to feel. Right, you can decide not to forgive the person for whatever. Now that's just me speaking in a point of like the person who has been offended, right? You have to feel every type of way that you want to feel. You are allowed to it. But there is no but actually. From the other person's point of view, if I apologize to you and you still use it against me, that's what the person is saying. Like, if you use it against me, like, I've apologized to you.
No, you see, if you've done something, and then, for me, sometimes I do that. I just want to see whether you really mean your apology or not. So
yeah.
I'll try to, like, put it in there and see whether you are really remorseful or not, just to see if you are going to show
remorse. Yeah, I mean, which is...
So if I push that back, you get angry that, like, your wife is still holding to this and...
No, I mean...
moving away from that. I know that, like, okay, maybe you don't really, like... the remorse
okay.
for that. But then again, if I try to push it back to you and I realize, okay, you are taking it off or like you're taking it not how I wanted it, in that sense, I quickly try and make up and let you know that, oh man, I'm not saying it to hurt you, I'm not saying it to like blah blah blah. It gives me a fair idea of who you are, whether you really meant the apology or not. I think that is it.
Okay, I mean, yeah, but you know how some people are, like, people are different, like, people act different, okay, mm-hmm. when it comes to forgiveness or when it comes to like somebody accepting that you are sorry or the person who offended him or her is sorry, it's not up to the person who asks for the forgiveness. That's how I see it. I don't know if I make sense. Let's say that I wrong you, okay, and you still feel a type of way about it, like you're still not forgiving me. It's not up to me to force it on you.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page on this one, because that's what I said earlier. But the only thing I'm saying is that if you apologize, like maybe one, and I said I've taken it, and I'm still showing signs.
Yeah. You feel like you would have to apologize.
I feel like you should. Like,
you should show more.
If you're still holding things against me because of whatever happened between the two of us.
I can get you from that.
And then if you realize the person is not taking it, then like you move on. But don't just make one attempt and then the person is still acting and then it's okay, I've apologized. It's like... You see this thing that people do? It's like you've been forced to apologize, so you've apologized. You don't mean it. Whether you take it or not, I don't care. If you apologize to somebody and want the person to take it, some of the things that some of the things are so hurtful. Mm. It's not a thing that you can just say sorry and then like that is it. Mm. So if you say sorry and I'm still hurt and I'm acting around it, you should understand me.
Yeah,
give me some time.
So it goes into say that if the person gives you time, it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is just like walking away or doesn't want to apologize anymore. The person understands that you have to feel the way you have to feel because you are entitled to it, right? And I am not entitled to the way you feel, right? But at the same time, I feel like I have done you wrong if I'm remorseful about it and I come and I apologize from the bottom of my heart. And it's like, it doesn't go well with you. Even though you've accepted it, it doesn't go well with you. I have to accept that you need to heal. Like, you need to really, really heal before. So it's just that.
So you're giving the, if you read the guy's tweet, you're giving the person space to process the apology or like everything to heal.
To heal.
Is to you. What you're saying, like, I totally agree with that. That is sound. But if you read the guy's tweet, it sounds like, well, if you don't agree, if you don't heal, bye bye, I'm gone. Which I'm saying, like, it shouldn't be.
Okay, cool.
So you're on the same page as this one. We don't have to decide.
I just want people to not, we're not trying to argue, right? I just want people to know like the processes of how people heal or how people value forgiveness. Because some people would still feel a type of way if you are forcing it on them, like as in if I come in and then like I apologize to you, right? In my thought, I know that I would have to let us be on the same page. Maybe you are not ready for that because you have still pissed.
What you're saying is very true. Sometimes when you apologize and the person is still acting, you don't have to keep it because you become annoyed. You become
irritated to the person. It sounds like you're pushing it to the person.
Yeah, you become a nuisance to the person and then it might get worse.
Yeah, but I also get that you need to be very remorseful. And if it takes you like apologizing maybe 3 times or 4 times or more, that's just
this 3 times, if I understand it, like there should be some space for the person to process it.
I mean, for the person who has been offended.
Yes.
If that's what she means. Yes.
You said three times. So I'm like, if you apologize the first one and the person is saying no, before the second one comes, you should give the person like a time to process it. Then you come back.
Yes. Because you know that the person is going through it. The person needs to heal. Because if the person doesn't heal and the person just like shrugs it off, I don't know for how people process stuff, but if the person decides to forgive you, okay, just let it go, there will be some inbuilt resentment if something should come up. So like some yawa be fear up and then the person could just bore you again and be like, you will be so you did, blah, 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 blah. That'd be bad. So,
but let me ask you. You have a girlfriend that you like so much.
Is that a question that you
ask? I'm asking you a question. You have a girlfriend that you like so much and so much into her, then you've hurt her. You're going to cheat.
Okay, cheating is a big word. You know, right? Wow. Are you trying to say
you've never cheated before?
But I think it'd be on the spot.
No, I'm just asking you. The way you say cheating is a big
word. I'm an honest black man, so I'll say that I have been in some dark times before. I have.
Bro, have you cheated before?
Yes, I have cheated before. But that's not to say.
So you cheat on someone that you love so much, and then you go and apologize. Do you expect the person to like take it that day and like move on with you?
No, I don't
need to take the. You have to like.
I honestly feel like with relationships, it's just a different conversation when it comes to that because friendships, right, and relationships are different. There can be relationships in friendships, but relationships in an intimate.
Now you're going too deep.
Let's just picture this, right? If let's say I go and cheat on my girlfriend. I know it was a fucking decision that I made. Like, I decided to cheat. All right. It wasn't like I accidentally just woke up and then I just said that, oh, yeah, today sounds like a good day. I just want to slip into some pussy and then just do it. Right. It wasn't none of that. It was just like premeditated. So if I do it, then it means that obviously I have to take responsibility for whatever happens. Now, if my girlfriend should bust me up, like, find out that, I cheated.
You apologize and apologize and apologize. That is if you like it. That is if there is.
And on this note,
sometimes I think I would like to draw people's attention to this both ways, either girls or guys. When people intentionally do nasty things in relationships to break up, so like maybe I want to break up with my girlfriend, I intentionally go and cheat, and then when she's complaining, I don't like mind her. I don't want to apologize and all those things. So in that sense, it should be a signal that I am over it or something. So I think
back to the question that you were asking me, right? If my girl finds out and then I apologize for the first time, right, the consequences of that decision that I took could be me apologizing for the rest of my entire life. because I hurt my girl, right? That's my girlfriend, okay? So if I have to apologize for the 1,000th time, I would have to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying comes in. It means you like your girl, you want to be with her. If it's somebody you don't want to be with, I'm not sure you apologize for 1,000 times.
Yeah,
you apologize
okay.
like 3 times and then she doesn't want to take it. You'd be like, yeah, man, I don't even want you. So, man, we can just end it here.
I get it. But this is but you asked me if I cheat on my girlfriend. What about you? If you cheat on your girlfriend, right, and she finds out, because obviously it will be a cheat if she finds out, right? Mm-hmm. So if she finds out, how would you go? Would you have to apologize for 1,000 times to make things right, or you'd have to let them heal? Because if you cheat and the person decides to dump you, you should accept it.
Well.
Because it's a decision that you took.
No, if
right?
I like you, I'll not allow you to just say
what?
If I like you,
can like the person to let the person go.
I know I've been stupid to go and do stupid things for you to get angry and
okay.
dump me.
Okay, how would you feel if she also decides to take a revenge and cheat on you? I mean, I know that's because a possible like worst or dumbest revenge you can ever take, but like, what if the person decides to cheat on you?
It's not too dumb. Oh, well, you can say it's too dumb. I mean, people do it anyway.
Yeah, but like, I don't see the reason why your girlfriend cheated on you or you cheated on your girlfriend, so your girlfriend would have to go and cheat on you to just square things up. I don't see the reason in it.
Well, people do it. Me, I won't
but
do it.
Would you do it?
I won't do it.
I like, wouldn't do it because it's fucked up.
It's something. If you see, but there are some things sometimes when you have done something, you don't regret it because sometimes because of the pain, you know, like this is what you've put me through, you've hurt me, so
yes, I feel like it's not healthy.
It won't be like you've cheated, so I'm also going to cheat. Maybe I, if I'm doing something,
no, but would you? So you're saying that you would actually do something because of somebody else, like
we always do, it's not like I will.
I mean, it's pain, right? I know that pain is a different level of you know emotion. But if you are telling me that because of your girlfriend, you would go and cheat because
she cheated, she cheated.
It's just you are allowing somebody to control validate your moves, right? But like, let's just be honest that if you make a decision, you have to
be responsible
for the consequences that comes, right? I personally feel like if you need to forgive somebody, you would have to do it on your own terms. You would have to heal first, right? The person can text you like 1,000 times and you leave the person on read. That's your process. Cool. If I offend somebody and I apologize, alright, I know that there is a level of hurt that I'll feel because the person is trying to like heal, and so the person would just block me or you know, do something else, like put me on read or not pick my calls and shit like that. It hurts, but again, you'd have to understand that the person needs to heal, right? So you apologize once, you apologize twice. I normally think that you'd have to apologize like twice or 3 times, right? But then if the person wants to keep that boundary, you just let them be. Like, you just
but
keep that
some way, somehow, I get what the person is trying to say, because some issues are it's not that too deep, but you're going to apologize and someone just wants to like hold on that to if it's not something major,
I mean,
if it's not something that crazy and I come to apologize to you one, two, and then you want to act up a bit, like I don't really much
he was just trying to say is that if he genuinely says that he's sorry and you use that as a yardstick to still fuck him up or like to still judge him, then I don't know. But I guess that's that for us today. We just wanted to make it very short, but we also feel like there's a lot of you guys that are out there that need to heal because of some, you know, fucked up situation that you got yourself with somebody. It's been love from this side, you know. It's always been love. It's the On Your Shit podcast. This is just
yes, guys, On Your Shit podcast.
A very beautiful like month because it's February, right? So we just wish you all the best.
You still hear from us in February anyway.
We wish you all the best. So, and like next week, right? Because Red would have to come in and you know tell us
the February season.
Yeah. She was even talking about this topic that I think that is really great. She said something earlier on today. She was saying something about
I've forgotten, like validation, something like something of that.
No, you like talking about validation.
I mean, I like, no, yeah, but like she was saying, you know, okay, I don't want to put her on the spot. I'll let her well, talk her truth. So we'll just end it here. My name is Always Be Q.
And guys, I am Sel the Bomb.
If you listen to this podcast and you love us, that's great. If you think we are some bunch of clueless people and we are just talking our shit, that's fine too. It's the On Your Shit podcast.
See you guys.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. Just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.